Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The chief education officer is responsible for coordinating and leading the education side of Chicago Public Schools. So think about education, operations, finance, they're different chiefs. And the job of the chief education officer is to essentially be the number two within the district. School is starting on Monday, and bringing our young people back after 18 long months is pretty critical. So I'm happy. I realized just the other day, this is my 21st year in public education, which means that 20 years ago, I was stepping into my classroom. And I had a chance to meet with new teachers recently and their excitement for returning. I mean, for just starting their career and starting their career in person. So it's a pretty exciting time right now.
Is the school district resolute in opening Monday and opening up the way the mayor wants with masks, et cetera?
Yes. Full mask for everyone, whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. We also have all of the safety protocols in place from constant, you know, supplies for hand washing, additional masks if students need them, social distancing of 3 feet wherever possible, even allowing students to have lunch in the classroom just to ensure that the educational experience is still here, but also providing space for young people, you know, so they don't have to be in crowded spaces.
What do you expect attendance to be, and will there be a hybrid option?
So we've been out talking with families at back-to-school bashes. We've had town hall meetings, constantly promoting vaccination, home visits, knocking on doors, calling families. So I anticipate, you know, I think those numbers are pretty hard, but I'm excited. We've had a number of families, you know, give us verbal commitments, and principals are also doing a fantastic job with reaching out to families. So it's one of those we'll see, but I know we definitely put in the effort to welcome young people back to school.
That's not a number, though, Maurice. Do you think it'll be over 50%?
You know, I won't play the guessing game. I won't be that guy. We're hopeful for more than 50%. You know, it's just been a long time, and it's necessary to have young people back and have that social interaction as well.
Will there be a hybrid option, though? If can a family opt out and have their child learn from home?
So the ISBE guidance is the what I call the sandbox in which we operate. And ISBE is saying, hey, fully 5 days a week instruction, getting back into schools, unless, you know, there's a medical issue. And we have stood up what's called our CPS Virtual Academy, which is to provide the virtual option for families, and families can apply. And then, you know, if a student is unvaccinated and it has experienced symptoms, we would ask for them to quarantine, right? Right. So we'll have free testing for faculty and staff and students when the school year starts. And if we designate someone as needing to be quarantined, a remote option will be available.
ISBE is the Illinois State Board of Education. They and you want the students in person in the school with a mask on. If a child or their parents, though, are just apprehensive, they are not COVID, they're not flu, they're not anything other than anxious, do they have the option to learn from home, or do you expect that student to be in the classroom?
We expect that student to be in the classroom, and we are, you know, schools have been addressing this already, right? Principals have held their, some principals have held their own back-to-school bashes where parents can get their questions answered. You know, we want to make sure that we're paying attention to each individual family as much as possible to learn from their own experience, like what might the hesitation be, and principals are on the boots on the ground, constantly replying to families and resolving some of that.
Have you responded to the 23 or so aldermen who said that you should delay the start of school?
We're not delaying the start of school. I think it's harmful to young people to keep them out of school and not start school when we need to start school. We're districts all around the country, and even some of our Catholic or parochial schools, even in Chicago, are starting. We need our young people back in school. That's the message. Education is not only about instruction or academic progress. It is about community and having a sense of belonging and connecting with people around your developmental age, and to have those interactions and experiences. And we can't stay out of school and expect young people to have a strong educational experience in our country and in our city. And so, you know, I am firmly pushing for return to school. And, you know, as if there's anything that we have to mitigate or solve for, we are committed to doing that as well.
Well, Chicago Public Schools have a sort of a rubric for grading and passing students. My understanding is nobody flunked last year. What will the grading be like this year?
Yeah, first let me say, so we have a universal curriculum now, which I am pretty excited about. So when I became a principal in Chicago in 2012, one of the things that I noticed was we didn't have a standard curriculum for even knowing what should the firm expectation be across the city for young people. And when we started to explore that, and now we've launched it, what we call it Skyline, and it's a universal curriculum. So I say that first because now we know across the system where young people should be. And so we will have to focus on not just the letter grade, but the experience that students need to have. Schools get to vote on their assessment plans. Schools are in a community of practice around grading. You know, we'll pay attention to any analysis that we need to do to support young people. But I want to also flag, too, we also have supports through our Moving Forward Together, which is around tutoring and other supports. So I think we are pretty ready to support young people and to support principals.
But that's a local decision then? A principal will be the decider about how stringently they either grade or pass students along?
I will say that teachers and principals in schools will pay attention to what students need to know and do and support them as best as possible. We know that there are lots of opportunities where teachers provide opportunities to redo work, to learn more. And I will say our teachers are pretty empathetic in working with each other to help to solve some of these larger grading issues.
Two last things, Maurice. Yeah. Is there a plan for pulling out of the buildings if the Delta variant or some other version of COVID runs rampant?
I know that the governor has played a pretty active role in COVID the first time around, and I expect government to play that role again. But I will say that pausing operation at 600 schools is extremely disruptive and damaging, unless, you know, it's the absolute last resort, and that should be reserved for the most serious situations. You know, we opened schools in the spring, and the science is now much more clearer than we've ever been. We now have vaccinations. I mean, there are lots of health and safety protocols in place, and so we want young people back.